מסכת גמרא פרק ה' משנה ה', הרי זו תחת זו, תמורת זו, חליפה זו. Somebody was makdish a behema for a korban, and then he takes the behema's chulin and he says, הרי זו תחת זו, that the behema's chulin should have kedusha, just like the behema that you originally makdish. Or he says, הרי זו תמורת זו, or he says, הרי זו חליפה זו, הרי זו תמורה. All these lashonos is the same as the lashon tmura, and the behema's chulin would have kedusha, just like the behema that you were originally makdish. Zu mechulelas al zu in a tmur. But if he says zu mechulelas al zu, a lashon chilo is not the same as a lashon tmura. Chilo is mashma, that you want to be put, or you want to redeem the hegdish onto the behema's chulin. That you want the behema that you originally makdish to become chulin, and in place of that original behema, you would be makdish the new behema. In such a case, it's not a tmura, it does not work at all, and the behema that you originally makdish stays kadosh, and the behema's chulin stays chulin. As you cannot redeem a behema that you were makdish unless it has a mum. And therefore, since you were trying to redeem it, you weren't trying to make it tmura, it doesn't work at all. As opposed to the first three lashonot that we had, zutachazu and chalifazu and tmurazu, those lashonot are mashma that you're extending the kedusha onto the behema's chulin so that both behemas should be kadosh. In such a case, it would work, and both behemas would have kedusha. Vim haya hegdish balmum yoytei lechulin v'tzarech lasos damim. But if the behemah that you originally makdish has a mum, and you said harezu mechulelas al zu, you want to be put up the balmum onto a behemah's chulin, it would work, and the original behemah that you were makdish would become chulin, and the behemah that you are being makdish in its place would have kedusha and would be brought as a korban, as you could be put a behemah that has a mum. But the Mishnah said that you have to add on extra money. If the behemah they originally makdish is worth more money than the new behemah that you're being makdish in its place, you have to make up the difference and be makdish the difference between the value of the original behemah and the behemah's chulin. And even though in Torah there's no onah by hegdish, meaning to say that when you put a hegdish, you don't have to put it on something that's worth the same amount as the original hegdish. You can be put it even something that's worth 100 zuz on only one pruta, and the pidyon would work, the one pruta would have hegdish, while the 100 zuz would become chulin. And in the Torah, you wouldn't have to make up the difference, but in the Rabbanan, you do have to make up the difference. The Rabbanan decrees that if you're put a hegdish on something that's worth less than the original hegdish, you have to be makdish the extra money, the difference between the original hegdish and the pidyon that you're now being put it on. So therefore, in this case, if the behemoth that you're being put at the hegdish on is worth less than the behemoth that you originally makdish, you have to make up the difference and be makdish the difference between the two behemoths. Mesachat Mura Parakei Mishnah Vav Harezu Tachas Chatas B'Tachas Olam Lo Amaklum. Somebody who was makdish a behemoth to be bought for a korban chatas, or he was makdish a behemoth to be bought for a korban olam, and then he wanted to make a tmura from that hegdish, he took a behemoth chulin and he said Harezu Tachas Chatas, or he said Harezu Tachas Olam, it does not work, and behemoth chulin would not be a tmura, it would not be hegdish. The reason being, as since he didn't specify the chatas or the olam, he said Harezu Tachas Chatas, that's a general term, he didn't specify which chatas or which olam, you cannot make a tmura in that way. Tachas Chatas Zu, the Tachas Olam Zu. But if he says Harezu Tachas Chatas Zu, he specifies the chatas, he said Zu, or he said Harezu Tachas Olam Zu, he specifies olam, in such a case it would work, and the behemoth chulin would be a tmura, it would be hegdish. Tachas chatas v'tachas olah sheyesh li b'toch habayis. Somebody who wants to make a tmura, and he takes the behemoth chulin and he says that this behemoth chulin should be tachas a chatas that I have in my house, or tachas an olah that I have in my house. Hayalo. Zvarv kayam. If he really does have a chatas or an olah in his house, in such a case, his zvarim would be kayam, it would be a tmura, it would have hegdish. Even though at the time he made the tmura, the chatas or olah is not in front of him, doesn't make a difference, since he specifies the chatas or olah by saying that he's making the tmura from a chatas or an olah that he has in his house, in such a case, it would work. Somebody tries to be makdish a behema tmea, non kosher animal, or a behema that has a mum, and he says that it should be an olah, it does not work. The behema tmea or the balas mum would not have kedusha. As you cannot bring a behema tmea or a balas mum for an olah, so therefore his words are batal, they have no effect. Hari elu le olah yimachru v'yavi b'tmeam olah. But if he said that the Baal HaTzmum or the Behemoth Tzmeah should be for an Ola, in such a case it would work, it would have Kedusha, and the Behemoth Tzmeah or the Baal HaTzmum would be sold, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy a Korban Ola. And since he didn't say he wanted to be marked as the Behemoth Tzmeah or the Baal HaTzmum as an Ola itself, he said it should be used for an Ola. What he meant to say is that the proceeds of the sale of the Behemoth Tzmeah or the Baal HaTzmum would be used to buy a Korban Ola, so therefore it would have Kedusha and it would be sold, and with the money that he receives, he would buy a Korban Ola.